The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers, welcome to another silsila of Path to Success. And inshallah, in our silsila today, we're going to be talking about a quality of believers. We're going to be talking about a sign of the true believers. And this is what our topic is today, the sign of a true believer. And inshallah, these are things which we need to be learning. We need to be knowing what are the signs of a true believers, so we can adopt them habits upon ourselves. We can have them qualities in our own lives. And then also recognizing others who we're going to keep as company, as our friends, that they should have these signs and adopt that type of company, so that we can also gain piety to adopting this company, inshallah. So this is our topic today, signs of a true believer. Inshallah, also we will have, inshallah, with us our Muballigin, alhamdulillah, Iftihar Bhai is with us, alhamdulillah, Shahid Bhai is with us, Ustad Tariq Madani, and our Hafiz Adil with us, inshallah. Let's listen to a fazila, a benefit of reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever recites salat upon me 10 times during the day and 10 times during the night will attain my intercession on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala sallam. So easily of gaining intercession of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All you have to do is recite peace and blessings, salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 10 times during the day and 10 times during the night. And we should try to at least make this a habit of minimum reciting this much durood e paak, so we can get the intercession of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on Yawm al-Qiyamah. But just focus for a minute, my dear viewers, that do we recite salutation durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? There are so many people who don't even recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam even 10 times in a day or 20 times in a day. So we should really focus and ponder over this, make this a habit from our silsila today, inshallah, that make this a habit of reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at least 20 times in the day, 10 times in the day and 10 times in the night, so that inshallah, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the day of judgment, we'll be able to gain the intercession of the beloved and the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let's start by listening to the recitation of the Holy Quran and the praise of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون صدق الله العظيم
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله ہم کو بلانا یا رسول اللہ
گزارے رات دن اپنے اسی یوں پر ہر ہے
Dear viewers, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, today our topic is signs of a true believer. Normally, when we look, we look for signs of a piety of a person, or we know the signs of a rich man, we know the sign of a wealthy person. Why? Because you see it from his clothes, you see it from his the car he drives, the house he lives in, you know he's wealthy. These are signs of him being wealthy, his job, his title. But regarding a believer, what are the signs of a true believer? And inshallah as well, this is what we're going to be talking about in our silsila. There are many verses of the Holy Quran and many hadith of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talks about the true believers, the true Muslims, who they are and what are their actions, because it's based upon their actions which show that these are the true people, the sincerity in their actions and the ikhlas and how they carry out these actions. These are all the signs of true believers. Many other signs of true believers it is. And just these two qualities, if we start just by looking at these qualities of a true believer, first of all, are we those who believe and who are establishing prayer? Are we those who are spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If we have these two qualities in us, then these are some of the qualities of a true believer. And inshallah, we'll see what other qualities of a true believer are there from our Muballigin. Iftikhar bhai, signs of true believer. We have, obviously, one of the biggest signs is establishing prayer, obedience towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obviously, this is done through prayer, to other means, and giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are all ways of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the command. Why? Because we have been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in related to these things. Many other signs of a true believer.
Shalom. MashaAllah, Abdul Hanan, by a very important topic. And you started off by mentioning some mashallah beautiful points. Obviously, when you see a person going to the masjid, coming from the masjid, offering his salah, this is a sign that he's establishing his salah. He's a person that you want to be in his company, gain his du'as. Normally, when we see a namaz, see somebody that is offering his salah, we ask for their du'as. We ask, can you make du'a for me? We wouldn't go to a person that wouldn't be offering the salah or is away from the deen. We don't normally go to him and say, can you make du'a for me, please? Normally, it's these pious people. This is a sign. This is one of the signs. Going to the masjid, coming from the masjid, testify for his iman, that these individuals are pious people. These individuals are those that are on that path, the ones that give their zakat. Sometimes we can't always see that sign. So there are certain actions we can't see. For example, giving money is not always visible. Somebody might give it secretly. We might not see that sign. Now, all these actions that we are talking about, if they're not for the pleasure of Allah Almighty, then that person, he will lead to other sins, ostentation, riya, etc., etc. So the first thing we have to remember is that it's for the love, it's for the pleasure of Allah Azawajal. And we should ask for the love of Allah Almighty. Our love of Allah Almighty should be greater than anything else that we want to desire. And it's mentioned that Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala an, He said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam used to make dua in the court of Allah azza wa jal for to gain the love of Allah azza wa jal. This is the Prophet of Allah Almighty making this dua.
Allah,
Allah Almighty increase my love. And the dua, if we listen that, it's mentioned that Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam made this dua. Ya Allah, I request you for your love, the love of your beloved ones, and for the deeds which lead me to your love. So everything leading to the love of Allah Almighty. Ya Allah, make your love more dearer to me than my life and my wealth. May this be more important to me. These are the signs of those people of Allah Almighty that they don't want anything else. So this is the dua of Dawood alayhi salam. If you listen further, that is mentioned that Sayyidina Anas bin Malik alayhi rahmah has narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the person who possesses three qualities, if he has these three qualities, then look for these signs. But the first one is, he's attained the sweetness of faith. Number one, he loves Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam the most. Look for this sign in a person. And now if you see this sign in a person, you can sit with him and judge. Does he love the world more? Is he talking about his cars and family? If he loves someone, he loves for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. There's no other hidden agenda in Abdul Hanan Bhai. I don't love you because you could help me fix my fridge if it's broken. I don't love you because you could help me sort my car out. If we love each other, it should be purely for the sake of Allah Almighty, nothing else. This should be the core fundamental. Not that maybe you got some contacts somewhere back home, you could sort me out a house. It shouldn't be for that reason. You meet somebody only for the pleasure of Allah Almighty. You hate disbelief so much that you hate like just being thrown into the hellfire. And further, it's mentioned those that why do they love each other? Look, we're not from the same country. We're not even relatives. None of us, I think, here are sitting on the stage. We're relatives, the cameraman, the people on stage. None of relatives, people that are watching at home, they're probably not even related to us. But why is this connection? Look how beautiful Islam is.
Alhamdulillah.
That all is this for is for the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And only this love will help us on the Day of Judgment. The other friendships that we've made that you mentioned at the start of other people that are friends, is that love going to help us? If it's purely for dunya or it's purely for other reasons, then these people it's mentioned are going to become your enemies on the Day of Judgment. They're going to run away from you. So going back to the point, one of the signs of the believers is they have immense love for Allah Almighty.
MashaAllah. Iftikhar Bhai started very beautifully on this. There's a signs of a true believer. It's having a love for Allah Almighty. And this is very important that we have this love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than we love anything else and everything else. Allah, loving Allah and loving His Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And if you look at the lives of the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would have this. They had unique love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unique love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And inshallah, we will talk about the piety of these people and their love for Allah and His Rasul. And this was the sign of the true believers. We have Shahid Bhai with us as well. Shahid Bhai, we've talked about the love of Allah. Alhamdulillah, there are many things which we, a sign of belief is connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the true believers is our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our connection with the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these are signs of belief, of true believers, inshallah.
MashaAllah, Abdul Rahman Bhai. Athar Bhai has given a beautiful introduction of it, if you look at it. The signs of true believers, we look at this aspect, is that which are visible to other people. One is the physical appearance of how a person behaves with others. And the other aspect is the spiritual side of a person, how the spiritual level of the person is. If you look at the our pious predecessors, we will see that their character, their simplicity, their worship, their preparation for the hereafter, and their trust in Allah Almighty and the fear they had of Allah Almighty was such that they did not care about anything else in the world. All they were concerned and their main objective was to attain the pleasure of Allah Almighty and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our pious predecessors, they utilized their time for the pleasure of Allah Almighty. On the other hand, if we look at about ourselves, what is our condition? We, how sincere are we in our actions? We commit so many sins on a daily basis, and we don't even consider these as sins. Yet, you know, we say that we have trust in Allah Almighty, and we have fear in Allah Almighty. But yet, our actions speak completely different. If we just, you know, those who are viewing this program today, let us ponder through this program today about our actions and look around whether our actions all the signs of true believers. And prime example, I would say, if you look at Shehat Riket and Mary Zunat, look at, you know, their devotion of worship in every aspect. And if we just look at, first of all, trust in Allah Almighty, one has to have trust in Allah Almighty. A servant, he should be worshipping his Creator at all times in any aspect. And it's that internal worship which, from the heart, where a person feels satisfaction that he is worshipping his Creator. True believers, they realize that nothing happens except with the will of Allah Almighty. And He will never, and Allah Almighty will never will anything except that He has a wisdom behind it as well. So whatever Allah Almighty wills for a person, there's a wisdom behind it. So, you know, when we face any obstacles or anything, there's a reason behind it. So we can't say, why am I facing this problem? What wrong have I done? This is our mentality. But Allah Almighty knows best for us. He makes things for us which are best for us in the long run. Allah Almighty has promised good in this life and the next towards those who put trust in Him. So therefore we should put trust in Him in every aspect. Now, one may think, well, what does putting trust in Allah Almighty actually mean? Now, people may think, well, what does that mean? Now, putting trust in Allah Almighty is counting on Allah Almighty, knowing that everything on the earth takes place under Allah's control, and no one can help or harm the individual unless Allah wills. The believers know that Allah is the Almighty, and anything He desires will happen just by Him saying be, and they never lose heart in facing any difficulties. They know that Allah Almighty will help them no matter what, and that He wishes comfort for them in this world and hereafter. One of the companions, Sayyidina Umar, he says, the Messenger of Allah said that if you trusted Allah, He would provide you sustenance as He provides for the birds. They go out in the morning with empty stomachs and come back in the evening with full stomachs. Now, here, you know, if you look at a bird sitting in his nest and praising the Almighty, will not have his stomach filled. He will have to go out, do some hard work, find food, eat, and return back in the evening. So one goes out, expends efforts while knowing Allah might provide, and he then gets what he needs as well. You know, we sit down and we think, yeah, I want this. We're not going to get just by sitting. We have to do actual physical work as well. And we have to have trust in Allah Almighty that Allah Almighty will provide by what we're doing.
Yes, dear viewers, signs of a true believer, we had Iftihar by telling us that the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Shahid by mentioning about trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are signs of true believers. Loving Allah, having fear of Allah, and also trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, when we will build this connection with our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having this true yaqeen, that is Allah who will give, inshallah, having yaqeen upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us forgiveness. He is the one who is going to, who provides us with sustenance. He is the one who is going to grant us forgiveness. He is the one who is going to enter us into Jannah, inshallah. This true yaqeen, this true belief, inshallah, will make us successful, inshallah. We have Ustad Tariq Madani with us as well, alhamdulillah, azawajal. Ustad Sahab, many verses of the Holy Quran relate to the signs of true believers. Many hadith of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam have been mentioned in related to this as well. Bohut sari cheeze hamara Iftihar bhai ne bhi mention kiya, Shahid bhai bhi ne mention kiya, kuch aur bhi mazid signs hain is tarah ke.
Ji haan, bilkul. Quran Majeed, Furqan Hamid aur ahadees e tayyibat mein bahut sare maqamat par true believers ke jo صحیح ایمان والے ہیں, کامل ایمان والے ہیں, ان کی صفتیں, ان کی نشانیاں, ان کے سائنس بیان کیے گئے ہیں. اگر صرف ہم قرآن مجید فرقان حمید کی سورۃ المؤمنون جو ماشاءاللہ ہم نے سب سے پہلے اس پروگرام میں سنی, حافظ عبدین صاحب نے اس کی تلاوت فرمائی, اگر اس کی فرسٹ 10 آیات صرف اس کو دیکھ لینا, اس پہ غور کر لیں, یقین جانے بہت ساری یہ چیزوں کی سمجھ میں سمری بیان کی گئی ہے. اب دیکھیں اللہ تعالیٰ نے جو فرسٹ نشانی اس میں بیان فرمایا کہ یہ وہ ہوتے ہیں جو, یعنی کہ ٹرو بلیورز ہیں, یہ ان کا فرسٹ سائن جو یہاں پر بیان کیا ہوا ہے, الذین هم فی صلاتهم خاشعون, کہ جو اپنی نمازوں میں خشوع رکھتے ہیں, خشوع خضوع کرنے والے ہیں. یہاں پر بھی ہمیں غور کرنے کی ضرورت ہے کہ ہماری نمازیں کیسی ہیں, ہم تو نمازیں پڑھ رہے تھے, ہمارے دھیان کہیں پر ہے, اور ایک وہ حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کی نماز کے جناب اس پہ وہ تیر جو ہے وہ لگا ہوا, تو وہ نکال لیا تو ان کو نماز میں پتہ نہیں لگا. تو یہ فرسٹ یہ سائن میں نے جیسے بیان کیا قرآن مجید فقار حمید سے. نمبر ٹو بیان کیا والذین ہم عن اللغو معرضون, کہ یہ ایک سائن ہے کہ یہ اعراض کرنے والے ہوتے ہیں, یہ دور ہٹنے والے ہوتے ہیں فضول باتوں سے, فضول باتوں سے منہ پھیرنے, معرض کا مطلب ہوتا ہے منہ پھیرنے والا, معرضون یہ اعراض کرنے والے ہیں, منہ پھیرنے والے فضول باتوں سے. اور ہم اگر اپنے آپ کو دیکھیں تو یقین جانے ہمارا روزانہ ہر لمحہ ہر گھنٹہ پتہ نہیں کتنی 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 فضول باتیں ہم جو ہے وہ کرتے چلے جاتے ہیں. تو یہ ہمیں غور کرنا چاہیے کہ کیا میرے اندر یہ ٹرو بلیور کی جو سیکنڈ سائن ہے کیا میرے اندر پایا جاتا ہے. اگر پایا جاتا تو مبارک, اور اگر نہیں پایا جاتا تو ضرور غور کرنا چاہیے. تھرڈ یہاں پر بیان کیا ہم نے زکات فاعلین, یہ زکات ادا کرنے والے ہوتے ہیں, اور اس کی تفسیر میں یہ بیان کیا کہ یہ زکات کو ادا کر کے اپنے آپ کو ہی پاکیزہ کر رہے ہوتے ہیں اور اپنے مال کو پاکیزہ کر رہے ہوتے ہیں. نیکسٹ سائن یہ بیان کیا کہ ہم لفروجہم حافظون, کہ وہ اپنے شرمگاہوں کی حفاظت کرنے والے ہوتے ہیں. اور اسی طرح سے فرمایا کہ اب نیکسٹ سائن یہ بیان کیا ہم لی اماناتہم وعہدہم راعون. یہ تو سب سے بڑا پرابلم ہے جو ہم شاید ہماری تعداد ہے جو اس سے بہت دور ہے. کیا فرمایا؟ فرمایا کہ لی اماناتہم, کہ اپنی امانتوں اور اپنے وعدوں کی رعایت کرنے والے ہوتے ہیں. یہ ٹرو بلیور کی یہ ایک اہم سائن قرآن مجید فرقان حمید کی آیت نمبر 8 سورۃ المؤمنون میں بیان کیا کہ امانت
پرومسز
نہیں, وہ عہد ہے.
اچھا
امانت مینز جو امانت ہمیں ملی ہے ان کی یعنی کہ رعایت کرنا, ان کا خیال کرنا, اور عہد مینز پرومسز, کہ پرومسز کی اور امانتوں کی ان کی رعایت کرنے والے ہوتے ہیں, ان کی حفاظت کرنے والے ہوتے ہیں. اور آج ہم دیکھیں ہمیں کوئی امانت رکھواتا ہے تو ہم جو ہے خیالت شروع کر دیتے ہیں. یہ تو اب تو جو ہے وہ موبائل میں ایک پاس ورڈ وغیرہ کا یہ سلسلہ ہو گیا, ورنہ شاید ایسے لوگ ہیں وہ جو ہے اگر کسی کو موبائل دیں گے فوراً اس کی جو ہے وہ پرسنل ڈیٹیلز میں چلے جاتے ہیں. کوئی ہمیں کوئی اور چیز ہمیں بتا دے تو کوشش کرتے ہیں کہ ہاں اس کی جو ہے اس کی تہ لگانے کی کوشش کرتے ہیں. ہم لوگوں کی باتیں ہمارے پاس ان کے سیکرٹس ہمارے پاس بعض اوقات ہوتے ہیں, وہ بھی اس کو بھی امانت کہا گیا شریعت میں, لیکن ہم اس کو بھی جو ہے لوگوں کو کہہ رہتے ہیں. میں صرف تمہیں بتا رہا ہوں, کسی کو نہیں بتانا, تو آگے والا بھی یہ کہہ رہا تھا میں تمہیں بتا رہا ہوں.
This is amanat for you. You know, you piled with so many amanats of people. Drowning in them today.
تو یہ ایک سائن بیان کیا گیا کہ جو ٹرو بلیور ہے اس کا ایک سائن یہ ہے کہ وہ امانتوں کی خیال کرنے والے ہوتے ہیں, وہ عہد اور پرومس کا خیال رکھنے والے ہوتے ہیں. اور ایک اور یہ بیان کیا گیا لاسٹ سائن جو یہاں پر بیان کیا گیا فرسٹ آیات میں, وہ الذین ہم علی صلاتہم یحافظون, کہ اپنی نمازوں کی حفاظت کرنے والے ہوتے ہیں, اپنی نمازوں کا خیال رکھنے والے ہوتے ہیں. ہم بہت ساری چیزوں کا خیال کرتے ہیں, اپنے آفس ٹائم سے لے کر بزنس سے لے کر ہر چیز کا خیال رکھ رہے ہوتے ہیں, نمازوں کا کتنا خیال ہے یہ ہمیں پوچھنا چاہیے. اور جن میں یہ نشانیاں پائی جائیں نا, عبدالحنان بھائی بڑی پیاری آیت یہ فرمایا کہ اولئک ہم الوارثون الذین یرثون الفردوس, کہ یہ ہے یہی لوگ وارث ہیں, یہ فردوس کی میراث پائیں گے, تو یہ ان کے لیے پھر جنت ٹھکانہ ہوگی.
سو مینی بیوٹیفل ریویوز ماشاءاللہ استاد صاحب mentioned so many things there. These are things to ponder upon, signs of true believers, that you're left with someone's wealth, you're left with someone's property, someone leaves something in your hands. What do you do with that? Today so many people trust us, people go into business if they are by that, you know, people leave this is trust in it, there's a level of trust, and people tend to break it so easily today. You know, you get getting people breaking trust, and the trust of words as well. You know, people share something with you and they say keep this between yourself, right? And you know, you get things leaking out. Today the state is such that you know, even in one household the husband and wife have shared something, and you know, that's leaked out as well among them, right? The husband's leaked it out, the wife's leaked it out. This, you know, these sort of signs are appearing with us, and the signs of true believers are those who keep this sort of trust.
the sign, mashallah, Ustaz Sahib mentioned, mashallah, some very important points, and one of those is entrustment. When you've been given something to stay in your trust, in your safety, in your security, then you do it, you don't in any way or any shape or form do anything to, you know, abuse that trust. And that could be in any form. It could be somebody left you some valuables and they go away on holiday and they say, look after this for us. And when they come back, instead of having £1,000, it's gone to half, it's gone to 500. You only left this 500, or they left you some jewelry, and the jewelry, you've misplaced it. All these are entrustments. Also, people mention things to you, confidentiality. Don't mention this. Don't talk to anybody else. Mm-hmm. And the sign of a true believer is, that's it, he's heard this, but he won't tell anybody else. Allah. But what is our case? We, like was mentioned, we said, look, don't tell anybody else. I'm telling you this only. They said the same thing, don't tell anybody else, I'm telling you only. And the whole city knows about it. Don't, we haven't told anybody else, we only told him. Nobody else, everybody knows about it. If you think back to how the Muslims were trusted in the past of the Hanan Bay, there were people, even the non-Muslims used to leave their wealth when they used to go away, and they used to trust the Muslims. The Muslims used to trust and say, look, this is our wealth, we're going away, when you come back, we take it off you. Allah. This is the entrustment placed upon Muslims in the past. Today, we can't even trust each other with our own things. And you write in one house. We have codes and passwords and everything. In case the wife sees something, in case the husband sees something, in case the children see something. We're hiding everything. Mm-hmm. Different bank accounts. Everybody's hiding their own account. It's one family.
Come on, it's one place. If you keep one bank account, the money will be spent for the other.
That's good, isn't it? Then they want to open up a second one. But these are the things that, look, even one family we can't trust today. Mm. And people are thinking that Muslims should have so much trust in them that we leave anything. Again, when somebody sends a student to a teacher, what do they trust you to do? To teach him, not to waste time. When the employer has an employee, trust you to work, even though he's not watching or monitoring you. But if you're skiving, if you're slacking, all these things, it's so, such a wide topic. Trust that you can do a whole Sinsla home program on it yourself. Sure. So entrustment is a sign of a Muslim, that when you are trusted with anything, then 100% look after it, guard it, protect it, and have concern and worry that this person has given you this, a letter or information, or a secret, or it could be valuables, that you don't damage it in any way, and you give it to him back like he gave it to you, inshallah, and not share or leak that secret.
MashaAllah. So dear viewers, alhamdulillah, we've been hearing about trust, and this is a sign of a true believer. When someone is left with trust, then it's his duty to guard that, and rather than letting everyone know about it, that trust is left with you. Inshallah, what we'll move on to now is, inshallah, Zawajal, our personality of the week, inshallah. Zawajal, let's see.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Personality of the week. Today, our personality of the week is Prophet Adam alayhi salam. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, Abul Bashar, the father of all humans. Great Prophet Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. What do we know about Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam? What do our children know about Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam? And to be honest with you, we need to know the true reality of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was that unique prophet who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave such fazila to, such status to, that the angels who were in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for many years, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam over them. And this was the means of shaitan, Iblis. And he became accursed. Why? Because he couldn't accept the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, gave his fazilat to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. And Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam is that unique prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we'll see what our muballigeen have got in relation to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Jiftihar bhai, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, you can say the first man, the first human, and Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was that prophet who lived in Jannah, subhanallah. And from Jannah, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam came to this earth, and this was the means of the humankind and us becoming onto the earth, and us living our lives and serving the deen, and inshallah, this is the means of us being tested for the akhirah as well.
definitely, Abdul Rahman Bhai, this is such an important topic and such a personality that every single Muslim should read about and we should teach our children. They need to know how did mankind spread, how was Adam al-Islam created. One of the unique things, as you mentioned, is that Hazrat Adam al-Islam had neither a mother nor a father.
Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah.
Had neither a mother nor a father, and Allah Almighty created from soil. And then we have to learn how did Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, how did she get created? Then we think to ourselves, okay, the children ask, and people are normally students are acquisitive, that one person, one human, that Allah Almighty created, how come we all different colors? How come we all look differently? If you have one father, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, this question may come into your mind as one of the children. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was created from a variety of different soils and colors, and in there was different qualities. And inshallah, that's why we see around us so many different types of people.
Inshallah, dear viewers, alhamdulillah, Iftihar Bhai shared with us many many unique things regarding Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, alhamdulillah, and the humankind, the difference of us. Many stories of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam have been mentioned in the Holy Quran. Alhamdulillah, these Quranic stories have been mentioned in this book published by the published department of Dawud Islami, Maktabatul Madina, alhamdulillah. You can purchase this book from Maktabatul Madina. Also, you can download this book free of charge from the website of Dawud Islami, www.dawatislami.net. Shahid Bhai, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, personality.
I thought about giving the beautiful introduction how Hazrat Adam Islam was created. Following the creation of Hazrat Adam Islam, Allah Almighty ordered all the angels to do sajda to Hazrat Adam Islam. They all did except one. The Iblis. He felt that he was more superior than the Prophet Adam Islam, and he refused to do that. And hence, due to his arrogance, he was ruined. And due to this, due to him being ruined, he thought, why am I being thrown out? So he began to whisper to Sayyidina Adam Islam about eating from the tree. And if you look at it, due to that, Sayyidina Adam Islam, he was sent on earth. He was the first human sent on this earth. And obviously we are all the children of Sayyidina Adam Islam. Humankind began from there. If you look at this, well, Muhammad, it stated that Adam Islam lived approximately 1,000 years. Very long time. On the other hand, if we look at ourselves, you know, we are very short lives. And yet we think that, you know, we're going to live here forever. And we use our time, you know, uselessly, rather than doing worship Allah, rather than asking forgiveness. Hazrat Adam Islam, you know, those 1,000 years, the way they lived their life, pleasing Allah Almighty, seeking Allah Almighty's forgiveness, everything what they did. And this is the opportunity for us, that we should spend every moment of our life for seeking Allah Almighty's forgiveness. Allah Almighty has sent us on this earth for a reason and for a short purpose, and we must fulfill that purpose.
Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first amongst the mankind, and bahut kuch hai Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Ek to ye hai na ustad sahab ke jannat mein hona kisi ka, you know, before this is mentioned regarding just Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, to be inside paradise, to live in paradise before he came to this world. So he was blessed with this opportunity of jannah and then the dunya as well. So both inshallah and also on the day of judgment, the first people will go to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam first to start the intercession. This is also talks about the maqam of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, people going to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam because he is the father of all humans as well. So
ji hain, bilkul aisa hi hai ki Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam ka ek bahut aham maqam hai. Sabse pehli shakhsiyat, sabse pehle nabi, aur jinko Allah tabarak wa taala ne takhleeq farmaya اور جن کا قرآن مجید میں جا بجا ذکر فرمایا گیا. اور آپ یہ دیکھیں کہ حضرت آدم ہی ہیں جن کے بارے میں فرمایا کہ وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا, کہ اللہ تبارک و تعالی نے حضرت آدم علیہ السلام کو تمام چیزوں کے نام سکھا دیئے. اور اب اس کی تفسیر میں لکھا ہوا ہے کہ اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے حضرت آدم علیہ السلام کو تمام انسانوں کے, تمام وحوش کے, تمام طیور, تمام پرندوں کے, سب چیزوں کے نام سکھا دیے. اور پھر جو ہے وہ اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے فرشتوں سے فرمایا کہ تم بتاؤ. تو پھر فرشتوں
نے, one thing here was that there's quite a depth. Now us, although you know, no matter how much research we have done today, we won't be aware of every animal, every creation. There, you know, there's so many probably fish in the sea which we don't even know about, so many creatures on the earth we don't know about. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam with this great quality that he taught him everything, the name of everything. Subhanallah.
اس سے جو ہے یہ ان کی بھی فضیلت پتہ لگتی ہے اور حضرت آدم علیہ السلام کی بھی فضیلت اس سے معلوم ہوتی ہے. تو پھر وعلم آدم الاسماء کلھا ثم عرضہم علی الملائکۃ فقال انبئونی باسمائی ہؤلاء ان کنتم صادقین. تو پھر فرشتوں نے یہ جواب دیا کہ قالوا سبحانک لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انک انت العلیم الحکیم. فرمایا کہ ہمیں اس کا علم نہیں ہے, بے شک تو ہی جاننے والا ہے. تو ان کی جو اس کے ساتھ جو ہے اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے فضیلت عطا فرمائی حضرت آدم علیہ السلام کو. اور پھر آپ یہ دیکھیں کہ تمام فرشتوں کو حکم دیا گیا کہ وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ. تو حضرت آدم علیہ السلام کو سجدہ کرنے کا حکم دیا گیا. تو اس سے بھی عظمت معلوم ہوتی ہے. اور یہ کون سا سجدہ تھا؟ علماء کرام نے اس کی تفسیر میں یہ بات بیان کی ہے نا کہ یہ سجدہ تعظیمی تھا, یعنی کہ ان کی رسپیکٹ. تو اب آپ اندازہ لگائیں کہ کس قدر رسپیکٹ ہے حضرت آدم علیہ السلام کی کہ تمام فرشتوں کو کہا گیا کہ تم ان کو, حضرت آدم علیہ السلام کو سجدہ کرو. تو اس سے بھی رسپیکٹ واضح ہوتی ہے. اچھا, یہاں پر ساتھ میں ایک ایڈیشنلی طور پر یہ شرعی مسئلہ بھی بیان کرتا چلوں کہ اب اس کی اجازت نہیں ہے کسی کو بھی سجدہ تعظیمی کرنے کی, یعنی کہ رسپیکٹ کے لیے بھی کسی کو سجدہ کرنے کی اجازت نہیں ہے. پہلے اس کی اجازت تھی, پھر شریعت میں اس کو کینسل کر دیا گیا.
ماشاءاللہ. Dear viewers, alhamdulillah, we heard many things regarding the great personality of today, that was Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, the qualities of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. And it is a humble request that we learn regarding these prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read the Quran. And inshallah azawajal, in the Holy Quran you will find that regarding these great prophets alayhi salam, alhamdulillah, read the books of hadith and alhamdulillah the books which are published by Maktabat al-Madina, which talk about the prophets alayhi salam, learn about their, and then not just learn yourself but teach this to your children, so our children are aware the right aqeedah, the right beliefs regarding the prophets alayhi salam. Inshallah azawajal, now we will turn to the book of the week. Inshallah azawajal, what is the book of the week?
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Ji, book of the week, alhamdulillah azawajal, this is a unique book right in front of us, and the topic of this is a welcome to Islam. Now, you might be thinking that this is a book inviting people to Islam, but in reality, alhamdulillah azawajal, in this beautiful book it talks about our basic aqeedah, our basic beliefs, and invites, and it's also very good for those who want to learn about Islam as well, those who want to learn about this beautiful religion of Islam. Alhamdulillah, many great things have been mentioned in this book regarding Islam, regarding the aqeedah, regarding our belief, regarding these questions that do you believe in the life after death, and how can you confirm that exist of life after death. This is just one question which I've read from this book, alhamdulillah, regarding of our beliefs and our aqeedah, alhamdulillah, are mentioned in this. Alhamdulillah, this is a book we should be in everyone's house, we should know about this, just in case someone came to us and wants to know about Islam. Alhamdulillah, we should have this book so that we could able to give this book to him as a gift. Also, we should know the answers to these questions which people will rise. I just mentioned one question regarding this. Inshallah, we've got our muballighins with us, inshallah. So if they are by you've probably come across this book many times, and you've probably given this as a gift to people as well. Very interesting, because a lot of people think it's just for new Muslims, but itself, alhamdulillah, for us, it is so much knowledge and so much things to learn from as well from this.
Jibrahanan bhai, the first point that you made, that's the one I was going to mention, is that when we read the title,
Allah,
the first thing that comes to our mind is that this is for a revert Muslim or somebody that is interested in learning about Islam. Yes, it is. It is for those people that want to gain more knowledge about Islam and for those people that come into Islam, alhamdulillah azza wa jal. But when I start reading it, as you start to understand it, it's for everybody. It's for every single Muslim to understand his basic aqeed, the first thing that we have to learn is the topic of aqeed, our basic beliefs, our creed, how we believe in Allah Almighty, how we believe in the angels, how we believe in the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how we believe in jinn. And the questions are asked to us, this is like in the question answer form, the booklet. So these questions, if they were posed to you at work or by people that don't understand Islam a lot, and they ask you these questions, then you'll know where to get reference or guide them, inshallah azawajal. So this book is a must to read for all of us regarding our basic beliefs. A lot of people, they utter things which they shouldn't say regarding angels or regarding jinns, or maybe about Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They utter words which are not correct. But when they read this book, they'll understand for themselves the mistakes that they are making.
Definitely.
And all the way through, there are other topics related to today's time and age, this era, why people have misconceptions about Islam, why do they ask these questions, why do you do this, etc., etc. So in this book that we have available, the title is for all of us. Yes, we all need to know about Islam. So we learn it first, not just to get it and give it as a gift. A lot of the time we make this mistake. Normally, the Hanan Bhai, normally when we are giving our gifts, the brother normally, this brother used to say to me, I've got this one. And I used to give him another gift next week, a book, he says, I have this one. I said, look, you're not supposed to be collecting them. Tell me, have you read this one? He said, I haven't. I said, you need to read it first and give it to somebody else. So it's not the case of collecting, not collecting cards. It's the case of reading the book and then inshallah azawajal, passing the book on to somebody else so they can also benefit.
MashaAllah. Ji Shahid Bhai, regarding this book, Welcome to Islam, you know, I personally think it's something which we should get our children to read again and again. Because these are common questions in life. People are asking, you know, when we were in school, Shahid Bhai, you probably see that someone will come and ask us a question regarding Islam. And, you know, and this will be, you know, you'll have someone who's not a Muslim, and you'll come and ask the Muslim youngsters a question, and they'll all be looking at each other's faces, because no one will know the answer to this. They haven't studied the deen, they haven't had the understanding of the deen. Alhamdulillah, in our time today, the environment of Dawat Islami has given us many literature. These types of books are in English, alhamdulillah, available, alhamdulillah, azawajal. They're there for our benefit, that we can benefit from it, at least have this basic knowledge. And this is one of the books which teaches this, alhamdulillah.
Absolutely, Abdurrahman Bhai. It's a very, very important book that I think that everyone should be reading, ourselves as well as our children. Because this book, it gives so much information, such as, you know, the requirements of Islam, the faith in Allah Almighty, the beliefs in the prophets, how many prophets are mentioned in the Holy Quran, about the beliefs in angels, the books that have been revealed by Allah Almighty, and so much information about death and grave, what will happen after burial. There's so much information which is so relevant to each and every one of us, so that if we read this, we can gain knowledge of ourselves. And if somebody does then ask us any question, at least we have read about this, we are able to understand it, and we are able to answer the question to those who need some sort of an answer. And it's very, very important that our young generation, especially our children and those who are college and universities, you know, pick up this book and read it. Yes, we spend time reading other books for our degrees or whatever we're doing, but this is so important that we must read.
MashaAllah. JazakAllah Shahid Bhai. Ustaz Sahab, MashaAllah, kitab to unique hai. Every book is there for our benefit, alhamdulillah, for us to gain. Isme kuch khas cheez aisi hogi jo main waqai matlab both are the things which bring us closer to understanding of our deen, alhamdulillah. But looking from a scholar's point of view is something other than that as well, inshallah.
Abdurrahman Bhai, normally people ask from us, what are the signs of Qiyamah? Isme na signs of Qiyamah bade achhi tarah se bayan kiye gaye hain. Ke aur Dajjal ke bare mein bayan kiya gaya hai ki ye Dajjal kaun hai, kaisa hoga. अच्छा फिर याजूज माजूज कौन है, क्या है इनका जो ना वो सिलसिला है, और दाबतुल अर्द ये कयामत जब करीब होगी तो सब इसका ज़ुहूर होगा. हज़रत इमाम महदी रज़ियल्लाहु ताला अन्हु के हवाले से इसमें जिक्र किया गया, तो बहुत ही इंटरेस्टिंग चीज़ें हैं, बहुत ख़ास चीज़ें. और इसी तरह से व्हाट इज़ द स्टेटस ऑफ अ वुमन इन इस्लाम, इसके बारे में भी बहुत अच्छा इसमें बयान किया गया. तो बड़ी जबरदस्त किताब है. और फिर आज के दौर में तो ये यू भी पढ़ना लाजमी है कि हमारे यहाँ जो ना बहुत सारी चीजें बस बोलते रहते हैं, पता नहीं होता। जैसे जिनों के बारे में, जिन के बारे में ये हमारे बिलीफ में से जरूरी है कि हम उस पर ईमान रखें कि जिन मौजूद है, बाकायदा पूरी सूरत एक कुरान पाक में सूरत जिन के नाम से। तो जिनों के बारे में बाज़ूकात जनरल लोग सवाल करते हैं, बहुत इंटरेस्टिंग मालूम आते
हैं।
और ये ऐसी चीजें जो यकीन जाने, ये जो कुफर की तरफ ले जाने वाली चीज है, ये हमारे लिए कुरान मजीद फरकान हमीद की हर बात पर, हर लफ्ज पर, हर लेटर पर जो है ईमान रखना जरूरी है। तो जिनों का भी जिक्र किया गया है, मलाइका फरिश्तों का जिक्र, बहुत सारी चीजें इसमें।
So dear viewers, alhamdulillah, it was a very interesting book which we talked about, Welcome to Islam. And it's a humble request that you all try to purchase this book. Alhamdulillah, you can buy this from Maktabat al-Madina, your local Maktabat al-Madina. Also, you're able to download it free of charge from the website of Dawat Islami. And try to read this again and again. Alhamdulillah, you've heard the Mubaligheen talking about this, how unique this book is, and the sort of information which is shared in this book. And these are those things which every one of us need to know and be aware of, our basic beliefs. So, inshallah, try to purchase this book, inshallah, azawajal. Inshallah, we've got a package. We'll go to the package first, inshallah, azawajal. And then we'll continue with our silsila, inshallah. Ji.
If someone said to you, daily, I'll give you 5 opportunities, and if you do what I want in those 5 timings, then you will attain success. I'll give you those opportunities daily. And it's for you to grab that opportunity. Everybody will be willing. They'd be eager. They'd say to the person, what are those 5 timings? Of course I want to attain success. Alhamdulillah, as Muslims, and without comparison, we on a daily basis are given 5 such timings, 5 occasions where we can attain success. And we can be from amongst the successful. And you may ask, what are those 5 timings? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. That successful are the believers. The believers have become successful. Those who are submissive in their salah. Alhamdulillah, daily, 5 times a day, the time of Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib and Isha, we have that opportunity to become from the successful believers. But the question is, are we taking advantage of those opportunities every day? May Allah make us from amongst those who are successful in His noble court.
MashaAllah, beautiful Madani post from our Muballig, Alhamdulillah, Hafiz Saab. Alhamdulillah, in reality is, MashaAllah, my dear viewers, this is something, a sign of a true believer as well, Salah, and how we should be going towards Salah as well, and how we should be concentrating on Salah. One of the signs, Ustaz Saab mentioned this earlier as well. Ustaz Saab, aapne baat ki thi na ke isme khushu aur isme, you know, the signs of a true believer is that how he performs his Salah, how he is connected to Salah. And there are so many people who are performing Salah today. People are establishing their Salah, people are reading Salah, but in Salah their mind is off here. Someone is thinking about his business, someone is thinking about his family, someone is thinking about his home back home. कहाँ कहाँ ख्याल जा रहे हैं। तो वाकई ये इसमें जो साइन जो मैं मिला ना एज अ ट्रू बिलीवर, कि उसकी नमाज किस तरह होनी चाहिए, किस कैफियत में होनी चाहिए।
इसकी कैफियत के बारे में जो ना वो हजरत जिब्रील वाली हदीस है अलैहिस्सलाम। तो उसमें जब उन्होंने पूछा नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम से, तो नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने इरशाद फरमाया, अंता अबुदल्लाह कअन्नका तराहू, कि जब तुम अल्लाह की इबादत करो तो ऐसे करो कि तरा हो कि तुम अल्लाह ताला को देख रहे हो। और आगे इरशाद फरमाया, फइन लम तकुन तराहू, तो अगर तुम अल्लाह ताला को नहीं देख रहे या तुम अल्लाह ताला को नहीं देख सकते, फइन्नहू यराका, तो बेशक विदाउट एनी डाउट, बेशक श्योरली फइन्नहू यराका, वो तो तुम्हें देख रहा है। तो हम ये तो कामिल जो ना वो एक दर्जा है कि बंदे का, कि वो ऐसी इबादत करे कि गोया कि वो अल्लाह को देख रहा है। चले कम से कम इसी पर जब हम थोड़ा सा गौर कर लें, तवज्जो कर लें, فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ, بے شک اللہ تعالیٰ ہمیں دیکھ رہا ہے, لیکن ہم جو نا واقعی میں جو آپ نے فرمایا ایسے ہی ہے کہ نمازوں میں جو نا ہماری اٹینشن ہماری توجہ نہیں ہوتی ہے, صرف دنیاوی خیالات کی طرف بعض اوقات فیملیز کے میٹرز کی طرف جو نا چلی جاتی ہے. ورنہ یہی وہ نماز ہے نا کہ جو قرآن مجید فرقان حمید نے ارشاد فرمایا ان الصلاۃ تنہا عن الفحشاء والمنکر, کہ بے شک نماز بے حیائی اور برے کاموں سے روکتی ہے. تو اس کی تفسیر میں بھی یہ بات لکھی ہے کہ وہ نماز جو توجہ اللہ کے ساتھ پڑھی جائے, جو پراپر کنسنٹریشن کے ساتھ پڑھی جائے, تو پھر یہ نماز جو نا ہمیں بے حیائی اور برے کاموں سے ضرور روکے گی انشاءاللہ.
شاہد بھائی, you know, we're talking about prayer here and being a sign of a true believer, but you get some people who are performing namaz, yet they're involved in so many other things. The same time they're disheartening people. You get people in the masjid, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They come to perform namaz, but yet they'll shout at someone, or they'll disheart someone there, or they'll tell someone, oh, you can't sit here. You know, sometimes you find the elders in the masjid, they've been reading namaz for the last 40 years, but if someone comes in the first row, they'll push them away. This is the, some type people behave like this. And obviously, with a sign of a true believer is that prayer, but also how he deals with people. This is amongst the signs of believer as well.
It's important how we deal with people of the Ummah, especially, you know, when we go to the masjid. Rather than pushing the youngsters away, we should be encouraging them to come to the masjid and read namaz. And we should be giving them love and care and speaking to them very politely. Unfortunately, many people, they'll have a go at the youngsters and they'll dishearten them, not even realizing that by disheartening your person, it's, you're pushing the person away from masjid, and the person is not going to come to masjid to read namaz. And if that person has began to miss namaz due to our behavior, because we have pushed that person away, we are responsible for that. There was once a bazaar, Hazrat Muhammad bin Muqaddir, when he would cry in the fear of Allah Almighty, he would take his tears and massage them over his body. The people asked that, why do you massage your tears on your body? He says that, I have learned that the tear that falls on the part of body or massaged on the body, Allah Almighty will not burn that part of the body with the fire of hell. So look at this fear our pious predecessors had, you know, about protecting and crying in the fear of Allah Almighty. Yet, we commit so many sins on the Quran, like, we don't even consider these as sins. We do so many things and we just turn a blind eye. We think, oh, it's nothing. I'll make it up later or I'll do it later. But yet, these are very important things. Yet, we claim to be Muslims. We claim that we love the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But our actions are completely different. If we are really, you know, lovers of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if we really want to rectify ourselves, then we sincerely need to ponder upon our actions. We sincerely need to follow the teachings of the Quran and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam so that we can save ourselves. And prime example I mentioned right from the beginning of the Ummah, in this day and age, people may think it's difficult. We got too much distraction from people around us. But look at these, you know, pious people, Amir al-Sunnah, you know, is with us in this day and age. But look at their, you know, taqwa, look at the way they are, their piety, their life, as to how they are, you know, doing everything for the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Yet, on the other hand, we are completely opposite.
The viewers, inshallah, will continue with our topic. Let's listen to a kalam.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kyun karna mere dil mein ho ulfat rasool ki, ulfat rasool ki. Kyun karna mere dil mein ho ulfat rasool ki, ulfat rasool ki. Jannat mein le ke jayegi chahat rasool ki, haan
We'll turn to the Sunnah of the week. Today, the Sunnah of the week is that unique Sunnah, which you can say was amongst the last actions of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that action was the action of Muswak. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, she says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked for Muswak, and he Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala chewed on that Muswak to make it soft for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used the Muswak. This was from his last actions before he departed from this world. And this is such a beautiful sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are many narrations in related to the Muswak Sharif. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, this is the, you can say also a sign of a true believer as well. You will see that those who are believers, Iftikhar Bhai, they will be using the Muswak. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal. And it's alhamdulillah, it's also related to cleanliness as well. That keeping the mouth clean, alhamdulillah, keeping yourself saved from bad breath as well, alhamdulillah, azawajal. Again, these are the from the habits of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam using miswak.
Definitely a great blessing, great sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which today needs definitely reviving and people coming back to using the miswak sharif and gaining the blessings. Look, we use our toothpaste and our toothbrush, but it can't strengthen your eyesight, the miswak sharif can. It won't strengthen your back. It won't make your illnesses of the body go away. It's mentioned in another blessed hadith that, you know, perform miswak sharif has every cure for every disease in miswak other than death. These are the blessings of miswak sharif. I remember also that miswak sharif, we can use our toothbrush. It's not a problem. But those people that are habitual and often use miswak sharif, it's mentioned that during the time of death, the glad tidings for those individuals will be, they'll be blessed with reciting the Kalima Sharif. So at that time, because they've been using the Miswak Sharif, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, and if we hear out of the four blessed actions that are sunnah that will be loved to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, four blessed actions are the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first is wearing itar, the second is performing nikah, then we have using Miswak Sharif and having modesty. So today is one of the signs. You know, look for those people that use Miswak Sharif and use it correctly. Keep the Miswak Sharif with you, and you probably see that when you see brothers of in Dawat Islam, when they have it next to their kurta, in their shirt and kameez, and they put it next to you on the left hand side so it's close to their heart, become fond of using it. And don't be scared. One of the signs of the true believers is that they don't worry what other people think. Now, when you go somewhere and everybody else is taking out a toothbrush and you take out a stick,
Allah,
and you say that I'm using this, you will feel embarrassed. So a sign of a true believer is that he's not embarrassed to act upon the sunnah.
Yeah. You know, when the Sahaba, they weren't becoming victorious, and they pondered over their actions, that which of the sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam we're leaving, and then they remembered we haven't used the miswak, and they all stood on the side of the river and they started to use the miswak. Now, when there was a spy who came to see the Muslims, and when he saw that the Muslims are all there with this stick and they're brushing the teeth, he went back and he said, "You better watch it. The Muslims are sharpening the teeth." You know, the enemies, he became fear, filled with fear in this sense as well.
And the Jada went to see them. He said that, "Look, you can't defeat them. They're sharpening their teeth. They can destroy us." Now, due to the blessing of Miswak, actually, the whole battle was left, if I remember correctly. And they went back, saying that, "Look, you can't defeat them because they're teeth sharpened." And what was that? Due to the blessing of Miswak Sharif, alhamdulillah.
So, inshallah, Shahid Bhai, Miswak Sharif, you probably got another story for us as well. No criminal stories with the use of miswak, is it?
I don't know, Zanabai, the benefit of using miswak. You know, when one form uses miswak and offers salah, the reward is 70 times greater than offering without using miswak.
Allah.
So look at the blessing on that aspect itself. On the other hand, you know, today we have many illnesses, and we rush to the dentist, we take many medications. And what we forget is, if we just use the miswak, we won't have half of these diseases, half of these illnesses. It's just much of using the sunnah and using it the correct way as well. Some of you will probably keep it just for show. Don't keep it show. It's a sunnah. Make the use of it. And watch it strengthen your teeth, smile from the mouth, it'll be a lot better, and there'll be no problems as well. You wouldn't have to run to the dentist and pay extortion amount of fees to get your teeth checked out.
Awesome. صاحب مجھے ایک واقعہ یاد ہے. آئی واز اپروچ بائی اے نیو مسلم ہو امبریسڈ اسلام اینڈ ہی واز سم ون ہوز ویری ویری ایجوکیٹڈ اینڈ ہی سیز ون آف دا تھنگز انسپائرڈ ہم ٹو ورڈ اسلام واز دیٹ ہی فائنڈ آؤٹ ریگارڈنگ مسواک اینڈ ہی اسٹارٹڈ ہز ریسرچ ان ٹو اٹ اینڈ وین ہی ریسرچڈ ان ٹو مسواک ہی سو دا بینیفٹس آف دس اینڈ it was such a depth and this was just an action which was a sunnah of the beloved prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This made him encourage and he started studying into other things of Islam. Alhamdulillah, he embraced Islam because of this. From he started with the research of muswak. I think he was a dentist himself as well.
بالکل ایسے ہی ہے. اس کی تو کیا ہی برکتیں ہیں. اور آج ہم دیکھ رہے ہیں سائنس کے اعتبار سے بھی اگر ہم دیکھیں تو, بلکہ میں خود شیفیلڈ میں ایک مرتبہ گئے, ایک بڑا شاپنگ مال تھا, تو وہاں پر جو نا وہ لکھا ہوا ہے جناب ایک اچھی سے خوبصورت سے شاپ, تو نیچرل ٹوتھ برش.
اللہ,
اچھا وہ کیا ہے وہ, یہ مسواک جو غیر مسلم ہیں وہ بھی جا کر جو نا وہ خرید رہے ہیں, اور شاپ کیپر بھی کوئی مسلمان نہیں ہے, لیکن جو نا مجھے ان کا اندازہ ہوا کہ یہ ایسی چیز ہے کہ لوگ جو نا صرف صفائی کے لیے بھی خرید رہے ہیں. اچھا اس کے اس نے جو نا وہی پر اسی شاپ کے ایک سائٹ پر جو نا اس کے بینیفٹس اس طرح سے یہ لگا کے رکھے تھے, اور اس میں یہ جو نا اس میں جو کمپیریزن لکھا ہوا تھا وہ اس نے یہ لکھا تھا کہ جس طرح سے نارمل ٹوتھ برش ہوتا ہے یہ اسی طرح کا ہے, اسی طرح کے فوائد اس نے سارے بیان کیے ہوئے تھے, لیکن حقیقت یہ ہے کہ وہ اس سے زیادہ جو ہے فائدہ مند ہے. اور ہمیں قرآن اور حدیث میں جو بات آ جائے ہمیں اس کو جو ہے پرائیورٹی دینی چاہیے. اب لوگ جو ہے بس اس کو یہ سوچتے ہیں کہ چلو نیچرل ٹوتھ برش ہے تو یوز کرو, یہ نہیں, بس یہ سوچے کہ میرے پیارے آقا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے اس کو یوز کیا, بس میں نے بھی کرنی ہے. اور پھر ایک انٹرسٹنگ بات جو بہت سے لوگوں کو نہیں پتا ہوگی کہ فرشتے جو ہیں اینجلز, دے کانٹ ریڈ قرآن مجید فرقان حمید, وہ قرآن مجید فرقان حمید کی تلاوت نہیں کر سکتے. تو لیکن کیا ہوتا ہے کہ فرشتے جب بندہ نماز پڑھتا ہے, جب مسلمان نماز پڑھتا ہے تو فرشتے اس کے قریب آ جاتے ہیں, اتنے قریب آ جاتے ہیں کہ وہ اپنا منہ اس شخص کے منہ پر رکھ دیتے ہیں جو تلاوت کر رہا ہوتا ہے. حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ ارشاد فرماتے ہیں کہ ان افواہکم ترق القرآن فطیبوها بالسواک, کہ بے شک جو تمہارے منہ ہیں, تمہارے جو ماؤتھ ہیں, یہ قرآن مجید فرقان حمید کے راستے ہیں, ان سے ان کے قرآن پاک کی ہم تلاوت کرتے ہیں. تو حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ نے فرمایا کہ ان کو مسواک کے ذریعے پاکیزہ رکھو, صاف ستھرا
رکھو. الحمدللہ, وی ہیڈ ریگارڈنگ دی سنہ اف ٹوڈے, انشاءاللہ ریگارڈنگ مسواک, make it a habit of yours, try to, and it's not a very expensive thing to buy, alhamdulillah you can purchase this alhamdulillah very cheap, and alhamdulillah the benefits of this is so much, and this was that action which was dear to the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we should try to adopt this habit inshallah, use the muswak regularly inshallah, you'll find a benefit, and try to use it in the right way as well. Some people even with the toothbrush you find that they be such rough with the toothbrush that they damage their gums. So when you use in the muswak, there is a sunnah method of holding the muswak, alhamdulillah azawajal. And also along with the way you hold the muswak, the way you use it from the right and brushing your teeth gently, inshallah you will find this beneficial, inshallah. Inshallah we will continue with our topic. We're talking about the signs of a true believer, and I want to read out a narration of the Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala states, there are five signs of a pious person. And number one, he says he remains in good company. Number two, he protects his tongue and private part. And number three, he does not fill his stomach with even halal food with the fear that it may contain a little haram. And number four, he considers the pleasure of the world just as a nonsense and the religious blessings as a divine mercy. And number five, beside himself he considers every Muslim forgiven in the hereafter whilst he considers only himself as a sinner and fear of punishment. This was the core of Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu. Iftihar bhai, so many madani pools, remaining in the company of good people, signs of true believer, you can say a sign of a pious person, that is so important, that you know you won't find that a true believer, a sign of a pious person, that he's someone who's pious, but he's not in the right company. He's in the wrong place. He's in the wrong company. Obviously, you'll find that he's being amongst good company. And this will be his sign of piety as well.
Jim, you've mentioned a beautiful point there, that the sign of a good believer is that he adopts good company. He searches for good company. He sits amongst those people that remind him of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Somebody you can't see a sign of a good person that he reads his salah, he offers his salah, and then all of a sudden he's sitting with people that are alcoholics or intoxicants. It's not a sign of a good believer or true believer if you see him driving around in cars and doing all these other wrong things or walking around town centers uselessly. These are not signs of true believers. Signs of true believers is they also adopt good company and they look for pious people to sit with. Look for those people that can better them and they can learn from, and those people that will save them from sin. So no way that it can be the case that somebody is saying that I want to become pious but is sitting with drug dealers. I want to become pious and is sitting with people in pubs and clubs. I want to be pious and sitting with gamblers. It can't be the case. You know, those are two opposites. And also further than that is that a sign of a pious person is that he has so much love and reverence for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every time you hear the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his condition changes. And we hear about the pious predecessors, when they hear the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the color, the complexion of their face used to change. If they hear that they want to, if they ask and inquire that, have you come to for a normal matter, or have you come to hear a hadith? If they said we come to hear a hadith, they say wait there at the door. They used to go do ghusl, put on their best clothes, put on itar, come and then discuss the hadith or mention the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So from here, we also thinking that bad company are just drug dealers or alcoholics. No, bad people are those that have any slightest disrespect towards the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You stay away from them, just like we stay away from COVID-19. You stay away from them, like you stay away from illnesses. You don't sit with them, you don't talk with them. Allah Hazrat said, don't even go in their gully, in their alleyway.
Allah.
Don't even take hadith or Quran from there. Don't even sit in their classes. Today, Abdul Hanan, we say, look, he's only teaching Quran as well. He's only teaching our hadith, and we put ourselves and our children to that company as well. No, if you truly love, and the sign of a true believer, and those are beloved and the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are those individuals that very, very carefully pick their company, pick their teachers, pick their environment, pick where they're going to take their children, to which institution they're going to study from. This is the sign of a true believer, that he has great concern and worry that this imam in front of me, am I reading in the right place? Am I going to the right place? He has this concern. And this is one of the signs of those true believers.
Yes, Sahib, this is a very important thing Iftihar Bhai has touched upon. And this is that the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Without this, we can't be believers. We can't be true believers. If someone doesn't possess the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because this is basically our belief is based upon love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, when he came into the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I love you more than everything else other than my own life.
Allah.
And what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Your iman cannot be complete until you love me more than you love your own self, your own life. And upon this, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, he changed his state. That love, loving Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is the essence of belief. This is the completion of belief. And without it, we are nothing.
बिल्कुल ऐसे ही है. और अक्सर हम जो है अपने जो जुमे को हम नमाज पढ़ते हैं, उसमें नमाज से पहले जो खुतबा होता है, ये सुनते हैं. अल्लाह ईमान अली मल्ला मोहब्बत अल्लाह. अल्लाह ईमान अली मल्ला मोहब्बत अल्लाह. कि जिसको नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम से कामिल मोहब्बत नहीं, उसका ईमान कामिल नहीं. और फिर वो देखे ना, नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने इरशाद फरमाया कि ला युमिनु अहदुकुम हत्ता अकुना अहब इलैहि मिन वलदिहि व वालिदिहि वन नासि अजमईन. कि तुम में से उस वक्त तक कोई शख्स मोमिन नहीं हो सकता जब तक कि मैं उसकी औलाद, उसके वालिद, बल्कि तमाम लोगों से ज्यादा बढ़कर महबूब ना हो जाऊं. तो हकीकत यह है कि मोहम्मद की मोहब्बत सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, मोहम्मद की मोहब्बत दीन हक की शर्त अव्वल है. हो अगर इसी में खामी तो ईमान नामुकम्मल है.
सुभान अल्लाह, माशाल्लाह. सो डियर व्यूअर्स, यू नो, इफ यू वांट टू सी अ ट्रू साइन ऑफ अ ट्रू बिलीवर, you'll find that when the name of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned, happiness appears on their faces. True love is, you know, the expression of connecting yourself to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are the signs of true believers, the connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the same way, those who have love and adab and respect for the Sahaba ikram alayhi wasallam, when the name of the Sahaba are mentioned, their hearts are filled with joy. And also the name of the Ahlul Bayt, when the household of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, the name of the Awliya, these are believers, these are people who will have iman, and they will, this is the sign of true belief. Loving all these, you know, they're people who might have one and then they refuse the other, or they hold on to one, they refuse the other. Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our Sheikh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah, the founder of Dawud Islami, Hazrat Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadiri Damat Barakatuh, who has taught us this true sign of the true love of belief and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love of the Sahaba, the love of the Ahlul Bayt, the love of the Awliya. Alhamdulillah, we're fortunate to be amongst the company of those who have great love for these, inshallah. So, my dear viewers, alhamdulillah, these are a few signs. There are many other signs as well, inshallah, regarding the signs of the true believers, inshallah. We're sort of coming towards the end. Inshallah, we'll take some final Madani pools from our Muballis, inshallah. Shahid Bhai, many things which we can say are the signs of true believer, and we should be looking out for this, and especially try to create these qualities in ourselves, that if these are the signs of true believers, we should be acting upon it. We should be having that inside us.
The Prophet says that my companions are like stars of guidance. Follow them and you will remain on the right path as well. And unfortunately, the way we look at things, you know, we associate ourselves with such company that we only think about the benefit of this world. You know, we should stay away from poison. And sort of say that, you know, poison in many forms. And these poison is in different forms, such as, you know, having love for the wealth, status, materialistic things. And we have this, you know, eager to obtain all this. We should save our heart from these things and have true fear of Allah Almighty, so that we can be successful in this world and hereafter. Alhamdulillah, this environment of Dawud Islami, keep ourselves attached to this environment where we are constantly reminded about our hereafter. We see many people who have passed away and many people who are ill. Who knows when our time is going to come? And we need to prepare for that. And by staying in this good company, Alhamdulillah, we're constantly reminding you being saved from bad things.
Inshallah. Just as have both are signs humne cover kiye of true believer. Other signs bhi kuch hain, kuch aur mazid bhi agar aap is par thodi roshni farma dein.
جی ہاں بہت سارے سائنس ہیں اور یہ ہمارا پروگرام میں سمجھتا ہوں کہ کافی نہیں ہے کہ جس میں ہم ساری سائنس کو بیان کر سکے. مزید ہمیں شاید کچھ پروگرام کرنے ہوں گے. بہرحال جیسے یہ بھی ذہن میں رکھیں کہ ہمیں اپنی تجارت, اپنے بیع و شراء, اپنی ٹریڈنگ وغیرہ, بزنس, جابز وغیرہ, یہ کرنے کے ساتھ ساتھ بھی ہم جو ہے ٹرو بلیور اور اس کے سائنس کو ہم اڈاپٹ کر سکتے ہیں. جیسے قرآن مجید فرقان حمید میں آ گیا آیا کہ رجال لا تلہیہم تجارت ولا بیع, کہ جو یہ ٹرو بلیورز کے سائنس میں سے اس کو کہا جائے گا کہ ان کی تجارت, ان کی بیع جو ہے ان کو غافل نہیں کرتی ہے اللہ کے ذکر سے. تو ہم اگر تجارت کر رہے ہیں یا بیع کر رہے ہیں, ٹریڈنگ کر رہے ہیں, بزنس کر رہے ہیں, تو ہمیں ضرور غور کرنا چاہیے. اور پھر دیکھیں اللہ تعالیٰ نے کیا فرمایا کہ یہ بھی ٹرو بلیورز کے سائنس میں سے, کہ الصابرین صبر کرنے والے ہوتے ہیں, والصادقین سچ بولنے والے ہوتے ہیں, قانتین ہوتے ہیں, منفقین مستغفرین بالاسحار اللہ کی راہ میں خرچ کرنے والے ہوتے ہیں, صبح کے وقت میں بھی اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ سے بخشش طلب کرنے والے ہوتے ہیں, مغفرت کرنے والے ہوتے ہیں. اور فرمایا کہ یہ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا بڑا پیارا فرمان ہے جو ترمذی شریف میں موجود ہے. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا لیس المؤمن بطعان ولا لعان ولا فاحش, کہ مومن جو ہے نا کسی کو تانا دینے والا نہیں ہوتا, کسی کو ٹیز کرنے والا نہیں تھا, ولا لعان اور کسی پر لعنت قرض کرنے والا نہیں ہوتا, اور فاحش نہیں ہوتا یعنی فحش گفتگو کرنے والا, گندی باتیں کرنے والا نہیں ہوتا. بلکہ حقیقت یہ ہے کہ مومن کو جو ہے کیسا ہونا چاہیے, اگر ہم یہ ایک ٹرو بلیورز کے سائن میں سے ایک بہت زبردست سائن, اور ہم میں سے ہر ایک کو اس کو چاہیے کہ ہم ایڈاپٹ کرنے کی کوشش کریں. سورۃ الانفال ورس نمبر 2 میں جو فرمایا اتنی یہ بندہ پڑھتا ہے نا, پڑھنے کے ساتھ ہی جو بس ایک دل میں نرمی سی پیدا ہو جاتی ہے. فرمایا اللہ تعالیٰ نے, اللہ تعالیٰ ارشاد فرماتا ہے, اذا ذکر اللہ وجلت قلوبهم, کہ جب اللہ تعالیٰ کو یاد کیا جائے تو ان کے دل ڈر جاتے ہیں. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ, اور جب ان پر اللہ تعالیٰ کی آیاتوں کو تلاوت کیا جائے, زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا, تو ان کے ایمان میں اضافہ ہوتا ہے. وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ, اور یہ اپنے رب پر بھروسہ کرنے والے ہوتے ہیں. تو اللہ تعالیٰ ہمیں ان سائنس کو ہم نے سنا تو ان کو اڈاپٹ کرنے کی بھی, اللہ تعالیٰ ہمیں اس پر عمل کرنے کی بھی توفیق عطا فرمائے.
ماشاءاللہ, بہت استاد صاحب مینشن گریٹ تھنگز دیئر, اینڈ you know where we have those things which are the commands of Allah Azawajal in related to ibadat, those who are connecting with ibadat in worship of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, fulfilling the rights of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the of giving in the way of Allah, zakat, charity, the performing hajj, these along with our obligations, there is those things which are from the signs of Allah, the people who of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, are those which in the character wise, that how we are with ikhlaq, how we are with our character, how we are with treating people in the right way, and how we are in politeness, in forgiving, in you know, just if someone has done something wrong to us, instead of paying back that with the wrong, forgiving them, letting it go. And these are also signs of true believers. And you find that the awliya Allah, the sahaba ikram alayhim rizwan, they had this quality with them. People were unjust to them, yet they forgave them. And you find that because of these great qualities of these great believers, people embraced Islam because of this. Inshallah, just final madani pool in the
bhai. MashaAllah, no time is very limited. We've had a big list of those signs of true believers, and the like Ustaz Sahib mentioned, this episode is probably not enough. We probably need quite a few episodes to mention these. One of those is those signs of true believers is that they never give up seeking knowledge. But today the question was that a lot of people probably researched it and they found out some new knowledge. Likewise, when you find out knowledge and you find out new things, it makes you happy. So seeking knowledge and definitely putting importance of knowledge on the list is one of the signs of the true believers.
MashaAllah. Jazakallah khair bhai. Continue watching Madani channel. Sallu alal Habib.
Sallallahu alayhi
wa sallam. The path of knowledge is the way to